The problem with science on Earth. Hello once more. I'm Marie Soirou. A few centuries ago, in the Middle Ages and before, if they actually occurred of course, the general population of Earth mostly in Western societies, although this occurs in others as well, followed and obeyed what their religious leaders dictated to them. This mainly occurring with the Catholic Church as the main example. Well, whatever they said was the truth just because they said it was, and they justified everything they said because it was supposedly written in the Holy Scriptures. Those truths were fixed and unmovable, and it is from there where the word dogma came from. To be dogmatic is to follow and obey rules no matter what, any rules, and the subject cannot even think about questioning the truths imposed upon. The mere thought that those rules and truths may be wrong is considered reprehensible, wrong, and even ludicrous. They are considered to be unmovable things a population must simply accept and abide by. Most of the times a population is so immersed and blinded by the dogmas imposed on them, that they cannot even think of the possibility that there may be other ways to see and interpret things outside the truth frame imposed on them. Simply because they lack all necessary context to see further, therefore anything outside their dogma is an impossibility and cannot exist. Then there is another added factor of thinking in practical terms, and of time being wasted, so the subjects can't see any point at all in questioning things that are already known. They will ask themselves these questions. What for? To what purpose? What is there in for me? And to make things worse with this last point, if they dare question dogma, the result people will get is to be attacked, discredited, and even ostracized by their peers and by the society they live in. Therefore, this goes against their very survival. So people in general, especially those who have something to lose, will see no point and even see it as dangerous to even question any dogma. And this is yet another reason why people are kept in fear, so they have no time and no interest in questioning anything at all. To be able to analyze anything, including today's subject, we must assume things based on what we consider to be the best information we have at our disposal at any given time. As a way of thought, it is best to always keep an open mind and the willingness to replace any and all the information we may have when we are faced with better, or more accurate information. And even the criteria of what is better, and what more accurate means has to evolve with ourselves as we go. So based on what I just said, the best information we have indicates that there is a group of entities, human and other, that do control what occurs on Earth from the shadows and have been controlling the human population for at least a few thousands of years. This in itself is a huge subject, but I know that at least most of you listening to me right now have come to that conclusion on your own, so that is my base assumption for what comes next. One of the things such a group that controls society on Earth needs the most is to control the general population so they can exploit them as a resource and also so won't go and rebel against them. So evidence shows that they created religions and dogma with them. All under the basic premise that if you go against what they say, you will be utterly punished in the harshest of ways. But basically, the imposition of religious dogma is the best way to mind control and guide the perception of the general population, and with it creating an entire reality with its set of rules and laws that will work in favor of whoever is controlling said society, as it was deliberately designed by them. So, religion and its dogma were engineered with the sole purpose of controlling the population within the society they control. Few people dared to question religious dogma back then, and the ones who did question were mostly because they themselves were coming from another religion and its dogma. But even the ones who were wise enough to be able to analyze everything objectively and could come to the conclusion that many things in religious dogma simply didn't add up, simply had no way to prove them wrong. And this is the point where the scientific method came along, a few hundred years ago, and as an apparently new method of analyzing and explaining the world. And this is where one of the first assumptions spawned from, the systematic neglecting of all things that hint towards spirituality because of their immediate association with religion. Even to this day, most people confuse spirituality with being religious. This dissociation with all things spiritual helped to arise and develop the concepts behind materialism, and with them the principle of simplifying all things, to dissect and to cut everything into small pieces in order to try to explain the whole. All in an attempt to explain away everything that was uncertain. This leads to a mechanistic way of interpreting and of analyzing everything that is being studied. This means that human science has the clear tendency to assume that everything can be explained in mechanical terms. They see everything as a machine that works because of its parts, thinking only in terms of cogs and levers basically, neglecting with it all that would have anything to do with spirit. This is when it is easy for us to see how the controllers of Earth's society saw the need to control and regulate science so it wouldn't work against them. Worded differently, they needed to regulate science so it wouldn't expose the lies and tricks that they need to control the masses. So the cabal, or the controllers there on Earth, started to teach science, and for that they developed the concept of a modern university, where they could have everything under control, brainwashing and guiding the perception of new generations of scientists. All this I've said means that science on Earth is heavily regulated with the direct intention of maintaining and directing all its achievements, and to keep them under their scrutiny and control. What we see here, quite clearly I must say, is that science on Earth is nothing more than yet another dogmatic religion. Developed, regulated, and designed with the exact same purpose as any other religion in the past and present, and that is to control the perception of reality, what is possible and what is not, and to hinder the creative capacity and limits of the population in general. To keep them submissive, obedient, and in fear. On Earth, people assume that if something is scientific, then it is true and real. They blindly believe in the infallibility of the scientific method, and they blindly accept anything that is scientifically proven as dogma. They assume that science already knows how everything works, and that it has already deciphered all the secrets of the universe, except for the fine details. This is by far the best religion the controllers, whoever they may be, have come up with. It is a self-contained, self-validating dogmatic religion that ostracizes, bans, and ridicules any one of its members who may dare question what has already been decided to be fixed rules and so-called laws of nature. So that comes to the next dogma people on Earth assume is correct, that science had found and understood the so-called laws of nature, or the laws of anything or everything. Science on Earth pushes their concepts as dogma, when they are only theories they cannot prove. And in order to be able to move forwards, they come up with other laws they call under another name, for example constants, and the best example of this is the speed of light. Science imposes it as a dogma, as something fixed, therefore a mathematical constant that other calculations use as their base. I had to go and research this, and I encourage you to do the same. Even on Earth, light speed is not a constant, they have been measuring it for well over 100 years and it always comes up with different values, some quite different. So scientists started to make an average reading and came up with what is considered to be the accepted constant speed value. But as the readings continued and the results continued to vary, in 1972 they came up with some kind of formula that always comes up with the same result as the formula itself contains the accepted value of the speed of light, so the formula moves with the variations when they appear. This, in my opinion, is not science, that is self-validation. You cannot use a fixed speed of light value as a base constant inside the same formula that validates its same constant. That is circular thinking. It is like asking a character in a fiction novel to validate the same novel as real. It is akin to take for granted that Snow White is a real person just because Grumpy and Sneezy said she was. And I found the same problem again involving the gravitation constant, and I'm quite sure this will be the case with many, if not all, other so-called universal constants used in physics. And why would they do such a thing? To what purpose? As we've said before, to be able to control, guide and monitor human perception in order to keep it exactly where they need and want it to be. This causes exactly what we've been saying for some time now, that science on Earth, all of it but especially physics and mathematics, are only self-contained and self-validating constructs that do not reflect the so-called outside world, but that are useful as a control mechanism, as any other religion would be. And the scientists in their white robes are nothing other than that religion's priests, the ones who must contain and guide everyone else into complying with their rules and laws. There are two different sciences on Earth, the one for the people, all contained, dogmatic and inflexible, therefore collapsing the very nature and purpose of science itself, to be curious, to ask questions and to replace old concepts with better ones, therefore useless as a science but useful as a dogmatic religion. And a second science not available for the public, a science only for the cabal, the controllers of Earth and their members. It is at this level where real technological advances take place, and from where such novelties are retrofitted into the popular level of science when, and if, it is for a purpose useful for the cabal and controllers. That other science is enormously more advanced than the official popular level of science, and it also includes heavy cooperation with off-world non-human highly technological species. What humans get regarding technology is only what they want humans to have, and with a purpose that benefits them, and not the human population. Even inventions that seem new and revolutionary, such as the internet, is not new at all, and has horrible dark sides to it. It can be seen as the freedom to share information to a level never seen before on Earth, but that is as far as most can see. In reality, it is destroying truth and thought. Thanks to the internet, the controllers have developed the best mechanism or way to hide anything in plain sight, simply by swamping and inundating the user with so much information, he or she no longer can know what is real and what is not, because the person is constantly being bombarded with countless contradictory theories. Such a tremendous information overload causes the masses to dismiss all the information that is not coming from official sources in an attempt to gain some stability and frame of reality from which to base their life on. That's why I strongly insist you hear no one and everyone at the same time and develop the strength of mind to develop your own personal reality and all what sustains it. Knowing what is real and what is not is simply an impossible task on Earth nowadays. Everything that dares to move out of the accepted paradigm dogmas imposed by modern science on Earth is banned and criticized as pseudoscience, when their science is far worse and not based on their cherished scientific method, and proved not to be so. And all branches of science on Earth are controlled the same way. They all are based on a socially accepted official board of appointed controllers for each topic, with a hierarchy of priests that dictate to the ones below what is real and what is not, as I said before, using the universities as initiation platforms. And when one or another member strays off what is officially accepted, that person is simply ostracized or even erased, if you know what I mean. Everything that has to do with science on Earth is of a deterministic and mechanical nature, irremediably causing the disqualification of everything outside their non-scientific rules imposed only for population control purposes, and everything that cannot be empirically measured in an utter materialistic manner. So, medicine, for example, can only approach health issues on a mechanical scalpel level, seeing the body as only a machine, aggressively disqualifying all other types of medicine. Everything that has to do with consciousness is simply explained away with reductionist explanations that sometimes border the ridiculous, and all psychic phenomena like telepathy are simply impossible, because they impose the idea that you are only inside your head and are a product of chemical and electrical processes inside your physical skull. Therefore, that causes people on Earth to think that there is no purpose to life, that their consciousness disappears after death and all their efforts to bring some meaning into their lives are futile, and will only bring about dubious results. The hard fact that science on Earth is clearly controlled by secret societies through their priests, that are those highest in the scientific community's hierarchy, and is also indistinguishable from religion because those scientific priests impose non-scientific principles, laws, and constants in a dogmatic arbitrary way with the sole purpose of containing and guiding the results so they don't stray out of what they want, collapses the purpose of science itself. On Earth, science is nothing more than just another religion, sold to the public as if it were a tool to achieve the ultimate truth, ingeniously distorted and designed to be a self-contained and self-validating construct that not only does not expand knowledge, but engineered to keep the human mind's perception within an accepted and controlled thought and perception corridor. And to keep human minds and souls from discovering who they truly are, and to hinder their connection with the original source and consciousness. Highly appealing to all those who don't fall into established church religions, thinking that they have a critical analytic mind, deluding them into thinking that they hold the ultimate truth. And with it, they fall into yet another religious dogmatic trap. Science must be free, for everyone, flexible, and curious, and overall it must never be dogmatic, or it will simply not be science at all. Science on Earth is religion disguised as irrefutable truth. In real science there are no fixed rules, there is no fixed truth, no laws, and no dogmas. Only concepts we accept to be the best we can come up with, but only for now, tomorrow will be another day. Science must evolve with who uses it, and certainly must never be used to limit consciousness, much less to belittle limitless beautiful souls. Thank you for listening to me. With much love. Marie Soirou.